Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Woodward with Funnel Hacker Radio. I am so excited today. You have the opportunity of hearing from Derek Hendricks. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, aloha, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Your story is fascinating to me. It's kind of a rags to riches to rags and back on the way back up to riches again. I was kind of going through some of the stuff we were talking about earlier as far as, you know, multimillionaire, then losing it all and really just trying to find, you know, what your real purpose is. And I know at the same time, yeah, you're just getting back from Costa Rica, basically after, you know, selling everything and moving down to Costa Rica, doing the digital nomad thing, then moving up to Colorado. I think last you said you're actually on your way to Bali. Is that right?
Yep. It's been quite a journey, to say the least. Quite a journey, but a fun one nonetheless.
I think that's awesome. And I know you're also in our Two Comma Club coaching and going through that with Steven, who's just one of amazing team members we love having on our team. But let's just kind of dive right into this. I know one of the things we were talking about is really the importance of understanding what you're referring to as far as trust funnels. So you want to kind of explain what a trust funnel is?
Yeah. So, you know, being new to the online world after everything crashed back in the day, I sat down and I wrote on a whiteboard, which I still have a picture of. And I said, you know, these are the next things I want to have in my next venture. When you spend a lot of time after choosing bankruptcy, you have a lot of time to think and to really sit back and really think about, hey, what is the direction I'm going to go? And so I decided I wanted to be online. I wanted to do something I could make money 24/7. I want something I could do from anywhere in the world. But the two things that were super important to me, one is that I wanted to be able to really serve people. And the other thing is to be able to be something to be like super passionate about it. And so actually, after stumbling for a few years in the online world, learning how to blog, making a few dollars here and there, I just was doing some affiliate stuff. And for me, it just didn't feel as authentic because it wasn't my actual products I was creating at that time. And so I came across you guys, super grateful. Actually, I've worked with not just Steven, who is so awesome, love his energy, such a cool dude. And the Two Comma Club has just been amazing and so insightful and just fun to work with. And actually, even before Steven, I was working with Mr. Vince Green, my boy up in Canada, is it ClickStart or FastStart, I believe.
Yeah.
And just really got me going in the right direction. And during all of this time, you know, I paid for all these other trainings, spent all this money. I mean, I've really been busting my butt to figure these things out, you know, sitting in the chair sometimes for, you know, 10, 15, 18 hour days, just hustling. But it wasn't until I actually got introduced to you guys, which was at the end of last year, and I got the book .com Secrets and busted through that thing like 7 times, that I was actually like super grateful, because I just wasn't really doing much as far as, you know, as making money. I was impacting lives, but I wasn't making any money in the online world until I got this book in my hands. And it's just changed the whole game. And once I started understanding funnels, is it understood that when you start going down them, is you're kind of leading them down what I call the yellow brick road to your own land of Oz. And the reality of it is that people will never purchase or feel comfortable or trust you until they get to know, like, and trust you. And so that's what I really saw as a funnel. And then I was super excited because trustfunnel.com was actually available, so I snagged it, which was cool. And I think that's really, for me, I'm super intentional about what I'm doing, and that's why beyourmessage.com really means, you know, be who you are 24/7. Show up for your values and your own integrity and whatever that means to you, and not just be somebody who is when the lights are on, but be that same person even when the lights are off. And so I really am working hard to slow down and also speed up at the same time, to share with people, like, you've got to let people get to know what your real intention. And it comes back to, in my opinion, Simon Sinek, who I think is an amazing speaker. But, you know, he says the quote is, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And what you do just proves what you believe.
No, I totally agree with that. And let's, if you don't mind, let's kind of dive right into this, because I know that I hear a lot of people. It's really why I wanted to kind of bring you on, is that a lot of people talk with regard to this whole idea as far as pursuing your passions and being centered and understanding your why and all that kind of stuff. And at the same time, a lot of that can be what we're typically in marketing refer to as a soft topic. Unlike some of the, like a real estate thing or a network marketing opportunity or somewhere where it's more of a hard type of thing, or even an e-commerce type of product where it's a physical or something like that. So we've got a hard topics that are people are easy to understand. They can see either a return on their investment. They see what they're buying. But when you're looking at a soft topic like trust funnels or something as far as really trying to help someone, you know, be your message, how does that funnel work for you in a way that actually, one, obviously is fulfilling your purpose, because I know how important that is. And only because I spent a ton of time talking to a lot of successful entrepreneurs, a lot of people using ClickFunnels right now who are really wanting to get their message out. And that's really what I want to talk to you about right now, is what are you doing right now to get that soft topic, be your message out in a way that, one, is effective, but also that's profitable? Because that's one of the main things that you got to be, you're in business to make money. So
absolutely,
what are you doing right now that's working for you in that way?
You know, that's a really good question. So I think that's something that has really come around, again, from a lot of the training I got from you guys and watching so many hours and hours and hours of webinars and just diving in, is that no matter what you're looking to do, your purpose has got to be a part of it, but you got to start talking about results for people immediately and really start diving into asking them those questions of, you know, what is the real result you're looking for? And then really kind of just speaking to them bluntly, because they're looking to hire me as a consultant for their products out there. And it's really about diving in and finding out what their true purpose is and bringing that out, but then also wrapping that around the result they're looking for. And it's also holding their feet to the fire, meaning, you know, that if you ask somebody what they want and they tell you, but then, you know what, they're kind of little like, I don't really want to move quite forward yet. You really got to kind of come back and be like, you know, what is it going to cost you if you stay in the same place now? Or what will it look like in 6 months from now if you don't move on this? And by talking to that result immediately, then you can start basically reverse engineering from there and then asking them, how does their purpose, what is their why, how does that play into that result? And who are they here to serve? Because it really starts bringing that human element in and allows people to take a step back and just really look at things from a different position moving forward.
I love that. So let's talk about kind of so be your message. What exactly is that, and how are you using funnels to get that out?
Great question. So be your message is, you know, something where, you know, show up to serve. Because when I was a multimillionaire, to back up a little bit here, you know, I grew up in a small peach town, which is where I'm actually sitting right here before I take off to Bali. And I'm looking out at the vineyards and all the peach trees and stuff. And so came from very humble beginnings, learned the, you know, hard lessons of working and what it takes to actually get ahead. And when I actually stepped into, you know, being who I was as a man, wealth came actually fairly quickly, all things considered. But looking back, when everything crashed and just looking back at that, I realized that when I was the most successful is when I was really showing up and serving people. And I was, you know, training younger men and women for that fact, how to make money in the industries that I was in. And it just really showed, like, it didn't matter if I was getting up in the morning or late at night and just being there to really show up for people. It was just me being who I am 24/7. And that just kind of came around through that. And earlier this year, when I was looking for a URL, ironically, through a moment of a conversation that wasn't a fun one with a gentleman I was having, I just really understood that it's so important to be who you are and stand up for the values of who you are at all times. And so how I'm actually using that with the funnel is that I'm actually building out, I built the quiz inside of ClickFunnels. And so I'm going to drive traffic from Facebook ads and Instagram ads to that quiz. And from that quiz, I ask them a bunch of questions and then drops them onto my first offer, which is going to be a $7 offer, my tripwire. And in my tripwire, I talk about taking basically these five steps and making sure that they're part of their ongoing message so you can have success for the long haul. because it's easy in the beginning to get so excited about the money and get everything going. But then after a while, if you're not passionate about it, you're not showing up being who you are, then that just starts to peter out. And so then after the tripwire for the $7, then I'm bumping them to my next thing, which is a product that I call, it's my I Believe Insight. And the reality is I believe that you can start coming up with all this plan and you can put everything in order, but the reality is the person who's going to get in your own way is yourself. And so that second step, I should say technically third step in my funnel, really talks about, hey, if you want to start replacing the things that don't serve you, thoughts, people, or whatever is in your life, you first have to all become aware of what you truly believe in right now and what you stand for. So it's an exercise I go through, like a 35-page report. And then at the end of that report, after they flush out all of their beliefs around things, the seven major areas, right? Faith, family, friends, fitness, finance. And then after that, I actually have a meditation in there, guided meditation that I filmed when I was in Costa Rica about how to take one belief out and replace it with another one moving forward. And then from there in my funnel, I'm taking them to my webinar. And then for my webinar, I'm actually selling my 6-week webinar course or 8-week webinar course. I'm still fleshing that out. Then to an application and then to one-on-one with me. And
so what's the one-on-one? So what's your webinar pricing and what's going to be your one-on-one pricing?
You know, that's a really good question. So I know what my one-on-one pricing is, and I've sold a couple of these already. So I'm doing $15,000 packages and $30,000 packages. And so I'm doing those price points because I'm really working with people for anywhere a minimum of 6 to 12 months, because I really want to make sure that when they walk away, they have everything up and running. They understand what the purpose is, because as life is, I'm very aware, and I'm sure you're aware too, life is a roller coaster ride and business isn't always great. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's not good. And to be able to have something to fall back on, the purpose and the morals to be able to keep moving forward, so they have that thing in the morning that gets them excited to get out of bed. As far as when it comes to my actual webinar, I'm going to bump that probably to $497, and then I'm going to sell the program, the 6 or 8 week program, for either $1,997 or $997. I'm still working on that. I have one more meeting with Mr. Vince Green. We'll be talking about that.
All right. So again, at this point then, when you take a look at a funnel like that, so, and this is, again, it's always fun for me when I have the opportunity of interviewing different entrepreneurs. You know, some of them have been crushing it. They're making tons of money right now. Others in the beginning side. And I really want to make sure that people understand the importance of the strategy when you're looking at this. And most importantly, really taking massive action to make these things take place. So I know, obviously, you've contacted one of our ClickStart coaches, Vince Green. You're working with him on this and putting that funnel together. And the real key, obviously, is you've got a pretty big jump from either $497 or $997 or even $1,997 up to the $15,000 and then $30,000. So I want to talk to you a little bit. So what is your strategy as far as how you plan on making that jump? You said you've already sold a couple of those right now. Is this going to be a application type of funnel? What's the transition from that, and how's it working for you?
That's a really great question. So I plan on transitioning them from my webinar, if they don't purchase that, or if they want to jump ahead of the webinar, is offering them an application and then filling out the application and then setting up a one-on-one time meeting with me. I'll tell you, though, what is so cool, I got to share this, is because just because of what I've been sharing, what I've been doing and working on in ClickFunnels, I'm actually just having people even reach out to me. I just landed a client, an ex-NFL football player. He reached out to me on Facebook, and he said, hey, I see that you're working in funnels. I was hoping I can get some help from you. And that just really blew me away, because I just wasn't expecting it, right? And there was no funnel there other than me sharing the stuff I'm learning and the value I try and bring in the Facebook world. And so people just inherently start finding you, which is super cool. I love that part. And I'll tell you that one thing I think that has made that difference is it's just all boiled down to mentorship. You know, who has what you want, go talk to them and model what they're doing. And from there, just good things start happening, which is really cool. And that's actually how Bali came around. Ironically, I reached out to somebody over in Bali just to touch base with them, because I heard they do design work. And next thing you know, I'm heading over there in a month, and I've already got a client lined up over there. So the funnel.
I'm going to interrupt you really quick here because I want to make sure people understand the importance of this. And that is, typically people think they've got to get all the way to the end and become quote unquote something before they can be of value to anybody. And one of the things I've loved about as we've had the opportunity of communicating here, you know, going back and forth, is what you've done is as long as you know a little bit more than the next guy, you can now become their coach or their mentor. But you obviously have to be out there doing it. But as I think the part I want to make sure people, no matter where you are in your journey, is the importance of sharing and getting your voice out. We talk all the time about the importance of doing Facebook Live or of learning your voice and of getting your voice out there and communicating. And I mean, I was with Russell this morning and we filmed, by the end of the day, we'll have crossed just over 140 videos in one day. And, you know, it's, some of them are real, I mean, they're real short videos. It's all part of our Dream 100 strategy. But I think what I really have appreciated as we've spoken here is your guy takes action, and it doesn't need to be complete. It's just that you're taking action and you're learning and you're hiring the mentors and you're going through the steps that are necessary, and things just fall into place as you keep going forward. And I know that's one of your main things as far as, you know, be your message and being congruent with who you are. And as you do that, things happen. And so again, I congratulate you on the success you've been having. I do want to ask you real quick here before we kind of wrap things up, and that is, it's so hard for some people to say, I'm going to charge $15,000. I'm going to charge $30,000. How did you get over that hurdle to feel like that was going to be your price point and that you could actually say that without cowering back and wondering if the guy was going to say yes or no to it?
That's a really good question. I can tell you one thing. When I moved to Costa Rica, when you go through bankruptcy, they take everything from you. So I didn't have much left, but I had my truck. And so I literally, you know, I can't remember how the saying goes, but I took my boat to the shore and I burned it. So I was all in. And I think that really makes a difference. Like, are you really all in? And I also think that the other thing about that, too, is to really slow down and think about how you're showing up for yourself and what value are you bringing to the table? Because when you really believe in what you're doing, as I do, because I've been from rags to riches back to rags again and working myself up slowly. It hasn't been an easy path by all means, but I've spent the time really slowing down and learning a lot of skills to be able to say, okay, I've mastered this. I feel comfortable with this. And let me go out and try it on some people. I can tell you, Dave, I've worked for free for a lot of people, and there's still times. Yesterday I did a coaching call for an hour and a half for somebody that didn't pay me a dime. But I really look at that as like, you know what, I'm doing something good in the world and giving back, but I'm also learning and mastering my craft. So when I do get to the next call or I do get in front of the next person, I've fleshed out how I want to represent this. Does that make sense?
Totally does. And I think that's extremely valuable. And obviously, you know, we've talked back and forth as far as the importance of giving, and it's whether that's working for free is the way you're going to find your message and get results, or even that working for free is your way of putting things out in the universe and allowing the universe to basically reciprocate over time. I believe it just always comes back. And I think, again, you've done a great job with that. Any parting words before we wrap things up?
You know, what we're talking about is reciprocity, right?
Absolutely.
And really believe in that. I believe that, you know, the universe rewards action. And you're going to, you know, I've made so many mistakes, Dave. I think my family, my friends have all just kind of laughing behind closed doors. I just keep failing forward and just not giving up on my dream. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for, I think, 18, 19 plus years now. And I have had a lot more failures than I have had successes. There's no doubt about it. But I just refuse to give up on my dream of freedom. You know, give up on my dream of seeing the world and truly just slowing down and connecting with people. And I feel for people, we just get so caught up and going so fast, thinking that we have to live, you know, in the future in our minds, like this may or may not happen. But it's just about slowing down and being super present with yourself and who's in front of you. And I feel like when people do that, when I do that, the answers just start naturally coming to you and the right people show up.
So totally it's agree.
Super cool.
Cool. Well, I know you said be your message. I know it's kind of the funnel and stuff that you're working on. Highly recommend people take a look at that. I think you said beyourmessage.com/funnelhacker. There was a couple of things that were there. What was there for those listeners who wanted to follow up on that with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to create something that actually walks people about how to find their purpose and how to go through those five P's in that trust pyramid. And so I've created a document that they can go to beyourmessage.com/funnelhacker, and they can actually download this PDF that they'll get in their email.
Fantastic. Well, again, I superly appreciate really the effort. I appreciate you reaching out and sharing with me kind of your story and how things have worked for you. And I appreciate you just being really open and letting people know kind of where you're at in your journey and being a part of our Two Comma Club coaching as well. So, Derek, congratulations on your success. I hope your trip to Bali is as fruitful and promising as it sounds like it's going to be. And I wish you all the success.
Hey, Dave, I just want to say thank you, man. You guys are awesome over there. You guys have changed my life. I remember telling my best friend, I was like, man, I spent years trying to learn this stuff. I just need to know, you know, what the exact path is. What are the steps I'm missing? And I feel like you, Russell, Steve, Vince, all you guys have created that. And if I could say one last thing here is that, you know, I would love to share with how I actually got on your podcast, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
Is that cool? So thank you. So you had posted in, I can't remember what group it was, in ClickFunnels, and you said, who should I interview on my podcast? And everybody was putting all these amazing people that you know. And I listen to your podcast every day when I work out, by the way. And I just said, I might be a little biased, but I think you should interview me. And you actually reached back out to me and said, that's cool. But you said, why? And so I said, I hope I can bring some value to your customers. But to me, that just shows, like, I was nervous, to be honest with you, when I put that on there. Does it sound, like, so self-serving? But I was like, I don't know. I feel cool, and I think Dave's cool. But I think that's just something that shows that when we get nervous and we get in that moment, it's just willing to just push a little bit further forward and put something out there, because you just never know what cool is going to happen, like this podcast today. So I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate it.
You know, Brett, it's honestly my pleasure and my honor to have you on. You were the only one who recommended themselves. And I thought, you know what? If he's got the cojones to ask for that, I will grant him that reward. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. I appreciate you today, Derek.
Thanks a lot, bud. Have a great day. Tell everybody over there I said muchas gracias and I appreciate everything they do.
Will do. See ya.
Take care, man. Aloha.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.